Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
You may have heard about Lemonade. If you haven't, it's a technology-based insurance company that promises to process its claims quickly and efficiently thanks to the help of chatbots and artificial intelligence. The company is so proud of this tech that it recently dedicated an entire Twitter thread to the many ways it enlists AI to run its insurance business. One of those ways is using AI to analyze videos of customers making claims to help determine whether they're legitimate. This did not go over well. Critics claim that AI is prone to bias, so Lemonade might be denying claims based on race or gender or other things. The company then deleted the thread and issued an apology. But Lemonade also has a curious history of making claims about what its AI can and does do. Recode's Sarah Morrison is here to explain. Hi, Sarah.
Hey, Adam.
So tell us more about Lemonade and this Twitter thread.
So Lemonade is a fairly young company. They offer renters, home, pet, life insurance. They are possibly doing car insurance in the future. And their whole thing is they've largely done away with like the human element of insurance. They like replaced brokers and actuaries with bots and machine learning and AI, even when it comes to filing a claim. Last week, they put out this Twitter thread. It was like, you know, seven tweets that sort of explained this business model. And it did it in maybe a clumsy way. It said, hey, we're mostly bots. We collect 1,600 data points, even though we only ask like 13 questions to get a policy. And that allows us to build a sort of nuanced profile of you, the customer. And then what really, I think, alarmed people is that it said that it also uses AI to detect, you know, quote, nonverbal cues for signs of fraud when people submit videos of claims, and that this has helped it pay out like less in claims over the years and, you know, sort of made more money. So, you know, that indicates that the bot is using sort of what people look like or whatever these nonverbal cues are to deny claims. So you can imagine how people see that and, you know, they get kind of upset.
So nonverbal cues could be like someone's skin color or the appearance of their house or that kind of stuff?
Yeah, well, people took it to mean all kinds of things. You know, there was neurodivergent people who were like, well, if I, you know, look like I'm lying because I just, you know, answer questions different ways, does that mean I get denied? People were afraid about like race and, yeah, or whatever's in the background. Lemonade sort of tried to clear this up by saying, no, we only meant we use facial recognition and don't get upset about that because it just means we're making sure that like one person isn't submitting claims under several different names. That's all we meant. And anytime we, you know, flag something as being possibly fraudulent, a human reviews it. So we're not using phrenology. I think that the word phrenology came up, which, you know, anytime you have to defend yourself by using the word phrenology, like you've already done something wrong.
Yeah, you're mentioning facial recognition didn't really make me feel any better either.
Yeah.
We know AI is discriminatory, but can you just tell me a little bit more about like why in this kind of specific circumstance, it's especially worrisome?
So the thing about facial recognition is that we know, we've seen examples of how it has some bias issues based on, I don't know, like what modeling they use to recognize faces. You know, it tends to be people of color. It's not as accurate with. Like a black man was falsely accused of a crime and he was arrested for it. For advocates of, you know, not using facial recognition, the fact that even them using it to detect quote unquote fraud was still alarming. And then even if you have a human reviewing them, you have to wonder if they're looking at something that's been flagged for possible fraud. Are they going into that thinking, I'm just going to verify, or are they going to be more open-minded? And you really don't know.
And Lemonade did say that after they started using this new model, they started paying out fewer claims, right?
Yeah, exactly. They were like pretty proud of that in that initial Twitter thread. Yeah.
And this is not the first time that Lemonade has spoke openly about their AI, is it?
No. So I found a blog post from like 2019 from Lemonade's CEO and co-founder that I think gives a little insight on sort of what they'd like to do with this technology, not necessarily what they're doing with it yet. And he sort of envisioned like a company that used algorithms to prevent bias, not to make it worse, which sounds great. But, you know, his like hypothetical example is how AI could determine that somebody lights candles indoors more often than the average person and then charge that person more for fire insurance, which would then mean that, you know, practicing Jews would probably get charged more because their religious practices, you know, involve lighting candles indoors more than the average person. So he's, you know, says, well, Jewish people will tend to be charged more, but not because they're Jewish, just because practicing Judaism makes them a fire risk. So, you know, okay, that's, you know, problematic. And then he also, you know, he never went into how AI would determine who is more likely to, you know, light those candles indoors in the first place, which you could also see as being problematic. But that's what he held up as being like the ultimate dream of like where insurance companies could and should go and how granular their AI could determine what someone should be charged.
Yeah, problematic is an understatement there if this is what's going on in the CEO's head and they're not answering your questions about what's actually going on in the app. What did it take for Lemonade to take that thread down? How bad did it get?
Like with most things, when it comes to like brands and Twitter, you know, enough people got mad that they sort of realized they had to walk it back. And, you know, they did. They erased the thread. They said, you know, sorry, we didn't mean it like that. Tried to clarify, we're only using facial recognition in this one case, so it's not so bad. They really only addressed like the nonverbal cue aspect of it, because that was the thing that most people picked up on and just said, we're living in this like dystopian Black Mirror world where I'm going to get like my claim denied because a machine decided I looked like I was lying.
So I have to admit, I have renter's insurance through Lemonade, and I did think it was pretty easy to set up. I think I clicked an Instagram ad and answered a few questions and kind of have been paying them like $15 a month in case someone robs my house.
Yeah, I mean, that's the appeal of it. Like, it's really easy to do. You just talk to a chatbot, you don't have to talk to a person, and it's pretty quick.
That said, I had never filed a claim. I was completely unaware about the video thing. And those 1,600 data points, how common is it for an insurance company to be collecting so much data about people?
So I think even the like, you know, traditional insurance companies like do and always have used data when they make decisions about premiums. And I think some of those decisions are going to be unfair and mean that certain communities are paying more than others just based on like external factors. You know, we had to make a law that said health insurers can't charge more for people with pre-existing conditions and they have to cover certain things because if we just let insurers like make decisions based on who is going to cost more, they're going to charge certain people more, right? But the thing is with Lemonade that it seems to pride itself on collecting a whole lot more data than, you know, its competitors. So if what they say, you know, is true, then yeah, they are collecting an unusual amount of data from their customers.
It seems like maybe someone that was on the other end of that Twitter account was really proud of all these data points, because I think that's a classic kind of, I'd call it like a engineer mentality when you know how something works and you think it works really well, and then you explain it to someone else and it terrifies them and makes them think of dystopian science fiction shows.
Yeah. I mean, they opened by saying we're built on a digital substrate, I think. So, you know, you already got a bunch of people saying what? Like, where, you know, the engineer who designed it probably thinks it's awesome. Sure.
I have to imagine that there are some privacy concerns too beyond the creepy video stuff.
My thing was once they said facial recognition is its own thing, right? Like there's concerns there. But I was also like, how do these 13 questions that AI Maya asks translate into 1,600 data points, like 100 times more data than other insurance carriers collect? And I don't know, because I asked the company several times, like, what are these 1,600 data points you're collecting? How are you using them to determine premiums or policies or claims or anything? And I didn't get an answer on that. So my takeaway kind of is not so much about insurance and Lemonade. It's just this is another example of how we have a company that's just taking data from us and using it for or against us in ways that we don't understand and have no way to know. And if Lemonade is the only insurance company doing this, then I don't think they will be the only one for long.
Again, Lemonade customer here. I am thinking about canceling after this story. Should I do that, or are all the insurance companies doing this?
I mean, the Lemonade said that their product stands out because they collect so many more data points than other insurance companies. So based on them, you know, you would say, yeah, they collect a lot more. I think the other side of this also is that insurance companies do collect a lot of data. But we have like examples of these sort of more modern like insurance companies or aspects of traditional ones where they will like you put an app, you know, on your phone and then you drive around in your car and they can determine how safe of a driver you are based on what that app can, you know, detects over a certain amount of time. And then you might get a cheaper policy, you know, if you're safer or not covered, depending on how good of a driver you are. And that's a ton of data. Like when you drive and the app can collect, you know, how fast you accelerate, you know, how fast you stop, use GPS data just to see sort of where you travel, you know, how fast you travel. So stuff like that is a ton of data, right? But you know that you're putting that app in there and you know that they're collecting it and you know how it's used. So yes, there's insurance companies that are collecting data. Yes, there's insurance companies that are collecting a lot of data. But those, it seems like you have a better idea of where of what's going on with that. And Lemonade kind of came out of nowhere with these 1,600 data points.
Yeah, the car thing makes total sense to me, judging if you're a good driver or not. It seems like Lemonade wants to put a camera in my house to see what kind of renter I am.
Yeah.
Sarah Morrison, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.